sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Adam Bacchus leads off the ninth for Richmond.
I'm going to say it. Beautiful play by Adam Bacchus, who leads off the inning.
Exactly, exactly. Bacchus, Trent Gertken, and Cole Schmitz, the scheduled hitters for the Royals. They trail 3-0. Jimmy Toole looking for that complete game here today for Neminick. 1-1 the count to Bacchus, and the pitch is low and outside, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Toole's pitch, and a strike called, and 2-2 to Adam Bacchus. Two balls, two strikes. Toole's pitch, and Bacchus drills it on the ground to short. Funk has been perfect today, and now the throw to first, and Reller colliding with Adam Bacchus as that throw went right into Reller and Bacchus, and Reller went high up in the air to make the catch for the out. 6-3 in the putout.
Looks like he rolled up on his legs a little bit, doesn't it?
You bet. So a collision with Ty Reller and Adam Bacchus, and Reller hangs on to the baseball. And now we have both umpires out there and the infielders. Get some water for Ty Reller. Throw a little water in him and
good to go.
Keep him going, huh? He'll get up to his feet. That was a pretty big hit because, Don, you know, playing first base, when you have to go up in the air and anything, you're vulnerable there.
You are absolutely right, Randy, and he had to come right into baseline, and Bacchus is quick.
Yeah.
So he had to go after it. Third baseman, Trent Gertken. Kind of tweaked the back a little bit, probably.
Looks like it, yeah. Just a shot to the kidneys or something like that.
Yes.
Here's Trent Gertken. Trent so far today, 0-3 for the Royals. And the pitch, a ball inside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And Gertken laces it over the glove of Chad Funk, who had pulled over to the shortstop side of second base. And a single for Trent Gertken gives the Royals some life here in the ninth.
I don't think he missed that by more than 10 inches.
He did not. There was still some pretty good vertical there. Chad trying to push his shoulder back into place. He stretched up.
Down again.
Cole Schmitz to the plate.
Richmond definitely has the guys up here to do some damage.
They do.
Isn't he?
Cole takes the pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Schmitz 1-for-3 today. Toole ready on the mound. That pitch on the way, and Schmitz drills it to left field. That's a solid base hit, and it'll bring the tying run to the plate in the presence of Mason Primus.
I'm going to get a pinch runner here for Cole Schmitz.
Kenny Mooney.
Running over at first base for Cole will be number 9, Kenny Mooney.
So Mooney will run for Cole Schmitz. Mason Primus having a word with Kirby Hemish here. On deck, Andy Hadley. Primus so far today, 0-3. He had a couple long fly balls, a line drive to left field in his first at bat, a long fly ball to center field in that second at bat. Struck out in his third at bat against Toole, and the pitch inside of ball 1-0. Two on, one out for the Royals. They trail 3-0. Jim Toole's pitch, that's low and inside, and ball two. Now, Will Funk was warming up last inning just to get that arm loose.
I think Nick Stangler was too a little bit.
Well, that's right, he was. Nick Stangler was too. Pitch is high and 3-0 to Mason Primus. Kirby Hemish telling Mason, do not swing.
Don't you dare.
Three balls, no strikes. Toole's got to come with three of them now. Tool ready. The pitch. And that's going to hit Mason Primus. So dead ball.
That'll do it for Jimmy.
Hit by the pitch, and that's going to bring Paul Sand out of the dugout. So the base is loaded for the Royals here in the ninth. Paul Sand out to talk with Tool and his infielders, and Andy Hadley comes up to the plate.
I think Will's going to come in here, Will Funk.
We are going to get a pitching change, so Jim Tool will come out. And with the pitching change, we'll take a 1 minute timeout here on KASM.
Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality buildings since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rotstein, Don Heinen back at Richmond. The Royals trailing 3-0 in the bottom of the ninth, but they have loaded the bases with one out. Andy Hadley coming to the plate. Don, in the Munich, we have a pitching change.
Will Funk will come in from shortstop to take over the duties in the ninth inning here. Peyton Rademacher is going to move to second base. I believe Chad Funk will slide over to shortstop.
So Peyton going to be slid into that Jim Tool spot where he will be DH for. Funk has completed his warm-up tosses, and Andy Hadley, big position to be in now for the Richmond Royals.
Just one out here in the ninth.
24, Goose, Hadley. Starbuck defeated Marshall today down in 4C, 9-4. Painesville losing to Sacred Heart, 1-0 after 7. Here it's 3-0 New Munich, bottom of the ninth inning. Hadley in the batter's box. Funk works from the stretch, and the pitch to Hadley, a strike called right at the belt, and 0-1. Kyle Buddy on deck for the Royals. 0-1 the count. Yep, they have backed up the outfielders, trying to keep everything in front of them. Hadley squibs this one to third, reeling up with it. He'll go to second. They get one. The Royals score a run. It's now 3-1. Tying run still on base over at first, but two outs.
Big play, big play. They got that lead runner out over there. Probably better off not trying to turn that double play, because I think it would have been, I don't think they'd have got him at first base.
So 3-1.
Yep, throw us to the outfield side. Baseman Kyle Buddy. Keeps that runner at third.
And Kyle Buddy to the plate. Kyle on the day, 0-3. Here's the pitch from Funk. That's a strike called, and 0-1. Hadley, the tying run over at first. Kenny Mooney at third. 3-1 our score in the ninth. Time called by Kyle Buddy. Two outs, two on. Will Funk on the mound. Delivers low and outside, and the count, one ball, one strike to Buddy. Given Kyle Buddy the right field line, Nick Stangler trying to squeeze that right center field gap.
My center fielder is playing deep.
He is. He's just maybe 10 feet from the fence. Playing a long ways away. Buddy takes low for a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Will Funk on the mound. The pitch. Strike two called. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, two on. Funk looks down to Joe Stengler. Ready on the mound. The right-hander's pitch. Buddy pops this one up down the right field line. Stangler's coming hard. Nick there and makes the catch for the out. And Dominic comes away with a victory today here at Richmond for the Royals in the ninth. A one run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on base. Your final score today, Dominic 3 and Richmond 1. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap this one up in 15C.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa in Belgrade for all of your insurance needs.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And back at Richmond, we've gone final here in our third game today. Nice ball game, 3-1, Dominic with the victory.
Just a dazzling job by Jimmy Toole again today. I don't know. That guy's got a lot of innings in that arm already, and he still looks good out there, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
He just puts the ball over the plate, makes the guys go after it. And, you know, and I'm sure it looks good coming in there. And what they do, I don't know what they're trying to do, but
you know,
Richmond hit the ball hard off of them.
Richmond did. They hit it hard. They just couldn't get to him.
Couldn't find the holes.
You bet. I think that song by the Pretenders, If I Could Walk 500 Miles, I think Jimmy Toole, If I Could Throw 500 Miles, might be pretty accurate, right?
I bet you're real close
is right. Let's get the lines, Gordon.
Okay, for New Munich, at 3 runs on 7 hits. They committed no errors. They left 12 on base. For the Richmond Royals, 1 run on 5 hits. Committed one error and left 5 on base. So your final today, 3-1.
Jim Toole getting the victory. The save will go to Will Funk. The loss will go to starter Eli Emerson.
So that moves New Munich into that bracket, winner's bracket tomorrow against Lake Henry at 11 o'clock. Farming will take on St. Martin tonight at 8 o'clock. And in 1:30 game tomorrow, Richmond will take on El Rosa in an elimination game. And Meyer Grove will take on Spring Hill with an elimination game. So there'll be two teams out after
tomorrow's
after this time tomorrow night.
That's right. That's right. All right, Don, we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to head to Farming to cover Farming in St. Martin tonight. Want to thank our Region 15C sponsors, Ecker Feed Service, Dairyland Supply, New Munich Meats, Audi Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa, and Belgrade. Promotional Resources Incorporated, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub, the West Central Sanitation, Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, Grove Mutual Insurance in Meyer Grove, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in the Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Corky's Bar right here in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Scooters Trucking of El Rosa, Kramer Lumber True Value in Melrose, the fine folks over at Virgil's Big Arena, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Pep's Pork of Rolled Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, and the Greenwall Pub. We'll talk to you right around 8 o'clock tonight from Farming, your final score here in our ball games for the weekend so far. On Friday night, it was Lake Henry beating El Rosa by a score of 5-4. Earlier today, Farming defeated Meyer Grove 5-0. In game two today, we had St. Martin over Spring Hill 4-1. In our final, just now, it was New Munich 3 and Richmond 1. We'll send it back to you, Scott. You've got things to do. We'll talk to you at 8 o'clock tonight here on KASM.
All righty, sounds good, Randy. Yep, congratulations to New Munich for winning their game out on the diamond. What we're going to do right now here at the Chasm Studio, first off, we're going to bring in the Rosary. After that, we'll bring in some inspirational selections. And to fill in the rest of the time between then and the last game of the evening, we'll be fitting in as much of the Legends of Country program as we can. So let's get things started off right away here with the Rosary. Your Rosary tonight is for Pope Francis and bishops to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary for peace and good weather and for all souls.
We, the priests and seminarians of the Diocese of St. Cloud, would like to offer this rosary for your intention. We ask you to join us in prayer for an increase in the number of young men and women to dedicate their life to God as a priest or religious.
Ave Maria.